You're listening to the audio production of Sister Dear by Laura McNeil, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Clifton Harris.
Chapter 1. Allie. 2016. In her final minutes as an inmate at Arundale State Prison, Allie Marshall's body pulsed with tension. Eyes averted, managing any movements with robotic precision, she remained on guard. Only moments to go. A sliver of time, not even a quarter hour. An unremarkable measurement when held up against the billion other moments in any person's natural life. But after a decade inside, those last 12 minutes seemed the longest span in all of eternity. To her right, rows of monitors blinked and recorded everything across the sprawling campus in Habersham County. Though the angles differed, the subject never changed. Women in identical tan-collared shirts and shapeless pants, inmates on work detail, in the cafeteria, in dormitories. A corrections officer sat nearby, her pale blue eyes scanning the screens. To this worker, to all of them, Allie was GDC ID, followed by 10 numbers, nothing more. Inside the thick metal bars, Allie's life was suspended, a delicate fossil in amber. Until now, 10 more minutes. Her reflection stared back, unblinking, in the shatterproof glass window near the door. Green eyes flecked with gold, dark blonde hair tucked in a loose ponytail, barely visible brackets at the corners of her lips. Maybe, Allie thought, she'd forgotten how to smile and laugh. Happiness seemed unreachable, as if the feeling itself existed on the summit of an ice-tipped mountain, shrouded by storm clouds. Indeed, the rush of pure, unadulterated joy belonged only to those with freedom. Allie's memories of it, her daughter's birth, Caroline's first smile, first steps, were fleeting and distant. Instead, the perpetual motion of prison, the waking, sleeping, and sameness all blended together, like a silent black-and-white movie on a continuous loop, until the news of her parole. At first, the concept of liberty seemed impossible. A hand trying to catch and hold vapor.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?